You've just won the very first Nano Venture Prize. What does it feel like winning this prize?
Well, as you can imagine, it feels pretty good to win this prize. Yeah, I mean, this is a great competition. There was some very, very good companies involved in all categories of the competition. And so it's really good to kind of come out on top in a group of your peers. Yeah, wonderful.
Now, you're involved in the nanotechnology field. How is it that you got involved in nanotechnology?
Well, my background is in biochemistry and in biotechnology. And so this company is a crossover between standard biotechnology and nanotechnology, in that the new medicines that we are developing, which we call Navosims, are a nanoparticle onto which are coated immune system proteins, which are specific for autoimmune diseases, diseases like type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, inflammatory bowel disease, and about 100 others.
And how are they used? Is it like a lab diagnostic tool?
No, it's a therapeutic. So the founder of the company, Dr. Per Santamaria at the University of Calgary, had been working for about 15 years on a new way to look at autoimmune diseases. Most people had been focusing on the damage that gets done in autoimmunity and how the mechanisms of that work. And Per decided that there was an intriguing other aspect to this that needed a bit of investigation. And to cut a long story short, because it was a long story, 15 years of it, he discovered that there were counterpathogenic mechanisms active, cells which would, in principle, if they were there in sufficient quantity, would turn off these disease processes, but they're typically speaking not there in sufficient quantity. And what the Navosin does, which was discovered very serendipitously when Per was trying to do a MRI, essentially, of the pancreas, he made an MRI contrast agent. And usually what people use in that field is an iron oxide nanoparticle. And in order to kind of get it to where he wanted it to go, the pancreas, he coated it with proteins which are specific for diabetes. And the imaging experiments worked. They were wonderful. He published them. There was just one kind of big problem, and that was that the spontaneously diabetic mice that he had administered this material to were no longer diabetic. So they didn't get diabetes, and those that had it were cured.
So this now has applications to humans?
Yes, absolutely. So now we know that it can cure diabetes in mice. This is the first step. And now we need to go through a series of steps which will take it essentially from the lab door to the clinic door. And that will take about a year, a little over a year, with sufficient funding, which we're in the process of trying to raise at the moment. But yeah, we think it's going to work not only in diabetes, but with small modifications to these Navosins by changing the disease-specific protein to one, let's say, for MS or IBD or lupus, many others. We think that they'll be useful in those diseases too.
And what would be the potential then from a market point of view for this?
Huge. So any which way you look at the figures for these diseases that I've already mentioned, the costs are enormous. Whether you look at just the medical costs, billions and billions of dollars, or the lost economic cost due to the patients kind of having these diseases. So the estimates for autoimmune disease as a whole is somewhere in excess of $100 billion a year in the US alone. So these are huge, huge costs. So a disease like diabetes, for instance, terrible as it is in its own right, a person is having to take insulin every day, monitor their blood glucose. This is kind of like, you know, a very, very difficult kind of situation. But the impact on their general health is profound. So any other illness that you tend to get, if you've got diabetes, diabetes makes it worse. So these knock-on costs are tremendous.
Now, the award is not even so much for the technology, but your business plan. What is it that your business plan has suggested that really wowed the judges here?
I think it is, in a certain way, that this technology is breakthrough. But it's also, our plan is, we think, a very workable, credible, reasonably priced plan to take these new medicines, these Navosins, to the clinic as quickly as possible, using the minimum amount of money possible to increase the value of the company to the maximum amount possible. So I think it's having all of those components, which is important. So we've heard in tonight's presentations that people have said it's not just about technology. You have to have a good management, you have to have a good board of directors, you have to involve people in terms of a biotech company globally. So we have directors that are in southern United States, some in San Francisco, we have friends and supporters in Spain, we have, of course, many, many friends and supporters here in the province of Alberta.
And the prize itself, what exactly do you get?
So the prize itself is quite lucrative. It's a very attractive prize, $125,000 in a combination of cash and services. So the kinds of services that are useful to startup companies, but also some specialist service in this particular instance, access to local infrastructure within the whole Alberta nanotechnology community for some specialist kind of things which are entirely germane to what it is that we do.
Well, congratulations and thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.